Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, it's X Factor time. Basically, the deal, we give you a couple guys on both sides of the ball. Jason will give you a couple guys on the other team. Guys that we think may be a little under the radar or special circumstances that could be X factors in this game. And I'll get started on the offensive side of the ball. Roger Rosengarten, you stunk Monday night. I think George Karlaftis is going to give him a lot of problems. Roger, now, and a year ago, he was holding his own against T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett, and they might have been 70% at the time, but I'll take 70% of those two guys over most of the league, and he was holding up. Now he's terrible. He's regressed. What you got this Sunday?
He is on my list. Do they help him? Do they have to help Ronnie more than normal? Because it sounds like Ronnie's playing, but I mean...
Yeah, I think he's going
like,
to play.
What's that going to look like? Yeah. We've seen Ronnie try to go... when he's been compromised before, and it can get ugly quickly. So I think their tackles, I mean, I've got technically both of them, like tackle play.
Notebook.
Is an X factor for me. Does the third tackle have to get in the mix? Do they decide they want to just the way they used to use McCary? Do they decide they want to have a third tackle involved? I don't mean like just a jumbo offensive lineman like Cleveland. I mean somebody who has feet and can move a little bit, like a extra tackle to help your 260-pound running back.
Just for clarification, I think they all have feet.
Well, some know how to use them.
That's yes.
Yeah, I think it could be a major factor in this game.
Yeah, I did the combo platter at tackle because I don't know if Ronnie's going to play. If he does play, how limited is he? If he doesn't, it's Joseph Noteboom. What the heck does that look like? Karlaftis, Chris Jones. You got to defend against them. And as you mentioned, Ken, Rosengarten just hasn't been able to replicate what he was able to do as a rookie thus far.
Remember what a great story he was down the stretch and all that attention he got? Remember he asked Myles Garrett for his jersey late in the game, and Garrett's like, yeah, man, you know, you're a pro. I'm happy to do it. Like, that guy I thought he'd improve upon last year seems to go the other way. The other one, for me, I put Isaiah Likely. He's going to play Sunday. And what does that look like? And maybe at the very least – he's a decoy and he helps somebody else because he's out there on the field. He's had big games against the Chiefs.
I kind of hedged with that one as well. I did Likely, and if he doesn't play, because he still hasn't practiced in full.
He's going to be a full. Harb said he's going to be a full participant today.
Okay. Well, then I'll go with Likely. What does that look like? How much has he used? The tight end position was back for the first time this season. Last week, Mark Andrews had a big game. Kolar got involved. What does it look like with Likely?
Yeah, I had one more on offense, but it was not him. It was Justice Hill.
Ah.
If there's ever going to be a pony package, now might be the time. If your feature back is looking a little stuck in the mud or not as effective or he fumbles again on an early down or early in this game, I just think they better be prepared to lean on Justice Hill more than they have in the Derrick Henry era, because I do think the tackles are going to be under the gun. And I think likely he's not in game shape yet. And I think the backup fullback is not Pat Ricard. And I think the quick passing game and the screen game is going to be imperative. And that's just not an area where Derrick Henry flourishes. So I'm going to be real interested to see that division of labor.
Defensive side of the football, I'll start. He's a household name. Taven Bryan. He's going to play. Like, they, Madubuike ain't playing. The other guys on this defensive line are banged up at best. Like,
Brody's going to be out.
Yeah, Brody, Travis Jones is probably 60%. So, Taven Bryan, come on down. What can you do for the men in purple and black?
All these practice squad defensive tackles. Brent Urban's probably going to get elevated again. Taven Bryan, like you said, Ken, he'll get elevated. They were getting gashed up the middle, and that's because they were getting pushed off the ball defensive line-wise, and the linebackers, you know, some of the occasions didn't have a chance.
I went with a different defensive lineman. I went with Tavius Robinson. Is there anybody who's going to flash here? Like Owe at least occasionally got some pressure, but like, is there going to be any semblance in this game of bookends who can at least, look, Mahomes has already run for over 150 yards, who can at least hem him in the pocket and make him a little uncomfortable? I mean, if he gets the time Goff got, forget about it. I don't care who he's throwing to. I don't care if he's throwing to the ball boy. You're in trouble. And this guy has the kind of body and the kind of sort of width and girth to set the edge and hold his own. And he's going to have to. And they're all, as a group, collectively going to have to play better than they did last week. But come on, Mike Green is not, like, that's a project right now. Ajabo, they don't even want him rushing the passer. Like, it is what it is. I think, you know, there's a lot on Tavius all of a sudden, which is kind of crazy. But that's where we are.
Second defensive player, we were talking to Baldy yesterday, and he made a good point, I thought, talking about Andy Reid likes to use the screen game as their run game. Teddy Buchanan is the better guy in coverage than probably the best guy they have in coverage. Thank you, Roquan, for nothing, and Trenton Simpson can't cover. So, Teddy Buchanan, can you actually cover guys on Sunday? Because I think they're going to be hitting the running backs and tight ends a lot.
My last one's Jair Alexander. I think he's going to suit up on Sunday.
That's a good one.
What the heck does that look like? Because his Ravens debut was ugly.
I went with Malachi Starks. This is a green free safety with a defense with no pass rush, and Patrick Mahomes can play games with his eyes. He's the master of the pump fake. He throws from acute, weird, awkward arm angles or slots you don't think he can throw from. I'm sure it looks one way on film. It's a whole different thing in real life. I think Andy Reid's going to test him.
I'm not 100% convinced Jair's playing Sunday, but we shall see. But you have guys from the other team, correct?
Yeah, look, we saw Lions linebackers really affect Lamar and the Ravens' run game last week. Leo Chanel can run. Leo Chanel can make things happen. I think Leo Chanel is going to look at some of the things the Lions did and say, that might work for me. I bet that's a name you hear called a lot. And if Derrick Henry doesn't get going, that linebacker might be a reason why. And then I'm interested to see Noah Gray. Like I don't really like what I'm seeing out of Kelsey, and that's weird. But Noah Gray had a nice game against them in the playoffs a couple years ago. I think they're going to be in heavy personnel a lot because I think they're going to run under center. But Mahomes can turn those into passing plays too. There's going to be a tension on Kelsey, and we know they don't cover tight ends to begin with. So what's the matchup on the second tight end? Whoever that is, I think Patrick Mahomes might want to find out if they could stop Noah Gray.
Coming up next, we go behind enemy lines. Carrington Harrison from 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. What about the Chiefs? How is he feeling about the Chiefs as they enter this football game on Sunday? Carrington joins us next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.